This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Vice President Ram Sai Prasad Yadav embarking on a visit to Qatar to convey condolences on demise of Father Amir Sheikh Hamad. Lawmakers question government over self-immolation incidents, infrastructure failure and Prime Ministerial borders remarks. And Thai authorities investigate possible negligence in deadly Bangkok bar fire that killed 30 people. Now the news in detail. Vice President Ram Sai Prasad Yadav is paying an official three-day visit to the state of Qatar to convey the condolences of the government of Nepal following the passing of the Father Amir Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani. He will leave for Doha at 3:30 this afternoon. According to a press release issued today by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, during the diplomatic mission, Vice President Yadav is scheduled to hand over an official letter of condolence from President Ramchandra Powell to Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, the Emir of the State of Qatar, tomorrow. The Vice President is accompanied by a delegation of high-ranking Nepali government officials and is scheduled to return to Kathmandu on Thursday. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung has initiated emergency talks with usury victims in Nizhgarh in Bara in an effort to address their grievances and halt their ongoing protest march to the capital. The victims, who are marching on foot from Janakpur Dham to Kathmandu under the banner of the Pedestrian Justice March, had reached Nizhgarh on Monday evening and were preparing to resume their journey today morning when local security officials informed them of the minister's sudden visit. Home Minister Gurung flew into Simara Airport via Buddha Air earlier today before travelling directly to Nizhgarh to convene the high-level discussion. The meeting is currently focused on the systematic issues surrounding loan sharking, the specific demands of the victims, and the government's proposed roadmap to resolve the crisis. To facilitate the talks, the protesters temporarily suspended their march and remained in Nizhgarh to voice their grievances directly to the Home Minister. With both sides remain engaged, while both sides remain engaged in negotiations, official sources state that a final agreement and the detailed outcomes of the discussion are still pending. The Embassy of Nepal in Brussels, Belgium, in partnership with International Nepali Literary Society, INLS, Belgium chapter, hosted a cultural program to celebrate the 213th birth anniversary of pioneering poet Adikavi Bhanubhakta Acharya. Held at the embassy premises, the Bhanu Jayanti event aimed to promote and preserve Nepali language, literature and cultural heritage within the European diaspora community. The ceremony commenced with a joint tribute to the historic poet led by Ambassador Sewa Lamsal and INLS Belgium President Loknath Sharma. In her address, Ambassador Lamsal highlighted Bhanubhakta's monumental role in uniting the Nepalese people through language, noting that such gatherings are vital for fostering solidarity abroad and keeping the younger generation connected to their roots. Following a biographical presentation by the founding president of INLS, Bimal Giri, the event transitioned into a literary session where local writers and community members recited original poems and ghazals touching on patriotism and the diaspora experience. Lawmakers in today's House of Representatives demanded immediate government action over the self-immolation of Ganesh Nepali and two others, calling for a thorough investigation into the tragedies and the subsequent vehicular protests that blocked major areas of the capital. Parliamentarians also heavily criticized the government's weak monsoon preparedness, pointing to rising flood risk across Nepal, the inundation of a Kirtipur holding center for displaced squatters, and severe hours-long power outages plaguing residents in Sunsari district. Adding to the pressure, lawmakers raised alarms over a sudden surge in civil servant resignations, blaming political interference and flawed propositions and provisions in the proposed civil service bill. Meanwhile, opposition parties maintained protest in the chamber, demanding Prime Minister Balendra Shah immediately retract his controversial statement alleging Nepal encroached on Indian territory, insisting the remarks be permanently erased from the parliamentary record. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Thai authorities are investigating whether negligence led to a deadly inferno at a Bangkok bar late Sunday night, as survivors reported locked doors and a total lack of emergency exit signage. According to police, the rapid spread of the fire, which originated near the stage, may have been facilitated by the use of flammable decorative materials. Police General stated on Monday that the circumstances indicated a distinct lack of caution and a clear disregard for the safety of the patrons. The blaze has left at least 30 people dead and dozens more injured, with first responders finding many of the victims in the restrooms at the back of the bar, where experts believe they became trapped while trying to flee. As of Tuesday morning, authorities confirmed that 27 of the deceased victims have been identified, while more than 70 people remain injured, 24 of them critically. Preliminary investigations suggest that the fire was triggered by an air conditioner short circuit, which instantly cut power throughout the venue. Compounding the danger, previous patrons have described the bar as a naturally dark room, with one former visitor telling the media that she previously had to navigate a winding route to reach the bathroom and noticed the exits were not well marked. Now sports football. European giants France and Spain are set to battle tonight in a highly anticipated 2026 FIFA World Cup semi-final showdown at Dallas Stadium. The match brings together two tournament favourites aiming to book the first ticket to the prestigious World Cup final. France enters the match following a 2-0 victory over Morocco in the quarterfinals, while Spain advanced after edging out Belgium 2-1. The European powerhouses last met in a high-stake fixture during the UEFA Nations League semi-finals in June 2025, where Spain prevailed in a thrilling 5-4 encounter. The match will start at Nepali time 12:45 a.m. tonight. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Vice President Ram Saiah Prasad Yadav embarking on a visit to Qatar to convey condolences on demise of Father Amir Sheikh Hamad. Lawmakers questioned government over self-immolation incidents, infrastructure failure and prime ministerial border remarks. And Thai authorities investigate possible negligence in deadly Bangkok bar fire that killed 30 people. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.